This is Nachyomi, Sefer Shemuel Aleph, chapter 18. The primary focus on this chapter is on the meteoric rise of David to prominence in Israel and the variety of reactions to his newfound fame. The members of King Shaul's court, including Yonatan, Shaul's son, are deeply impressed with David. They're pleased to see him join their team. Shaul retains David as leader of his troops and no longer permits him to return home. Yonatan forms a bond of deep and enduring friendship with David. He removes his regal apparel and weapons and gives them to David as a sign of deference to him. David is consistently successful and becomes enormously popular. The women who greet the Jewish soldiers returning from war, and particularly those who greet King Shaul when he returns to war, sing a song that Shaul interprets as praising David more highly than himself. Although really it's composed in a typical poetic structure that carries no such implication, this is the way that Shaul understands it. While everyone else in the kingdom is celebrating the military victories and accomplishments of David, Shaul is focused on his jealousy over David's growing popularity. On one occasion, while David is performing for him at the palace, Shaul hurls a spear at him with intent to kill. He wants to make it look like an accident, it seems. He haphazardly throws it, but he sees that David steps out of the way and survives, which indicates that he is under divine protection. Shaul now views David as a serious threat and wants to orchestrate his downfall. At the same time, he realizes that Hashem is with David and is enabling him to succeed and thrive. So Shaul decides to attempt to bring about David's demise at the hands of the Pelishtim indirectly rather than attacking him personally. His strategy is to get David married to his daughter Mirav, thinking that maybe this will distract him, undermine his focus, lead to his failure. David refuses to accept the proposal, insisting that he's unworthy of marrying the daughter of the king. In the meantime, Mirav marries someone else, and another daughter of Shaul, Michal, falls in love with David. Again, David is adamant that he's not deserving of the honor of marrying royalty. Shaul, who's hoping to entice David to accept the mission, asks his men to convince David to accept the proposal, provided that he brings 100 Philistine foreskins as a dowry in exchange for the princess's hand in marriage. David embraces the challenge and delivers not 100 but 200 Philistine foreskins, having handily defeated 200 Plishti soldiers in combat without coming to any harm. Now again, Shaul was hoping that the mere process of acquiring these foreskins would mean the end of David, and that too did not go as he had hoped. Shaul perceives the hand of Hashem in the achievements of David, as does everyone else, including the entire nation, including his own cabinet, including his son. However, his own thirst for approval and love completely blinds him here, and he separates himself from the divine plan. Ironically, he realizes that the message Hashem is sending is that David is meant to be his successor. However, Shaul is unwilling to accept the decree of the Almighty and instead begins to see David as his arch enemy. As the love that everyone else has for David intensifies, so does the hatred and animosity that Shaul feels towards David intensify. The assessment we formed from earlier episodes in Shaul's career has proven correct. His tendency to place his own need for the approval of others ahead of Hashem's will was already seen in earlier chapters and has now reached new heights. No longer merely compromising or rationalizing his capitulation to popular opinion when it runs contrary to the command of Hashem, now Shaul is unabashedly setting aside the will of Hashem in order to protect and promote his own personal agenda. This is a sign that he is no longer functioning as one who implements the will of God as a true king of Israel, but is now pursuing the power for its own sake. Exactly what Shemuel feared would happen when a king was appointed over Israel. Exactly what the Torah was concerned would happen. It's happening with Shaul. And as we will see, this is the very reason why he is being removed from his position and replaced with David.